It is 5:43, 49 degrees at our studios here in Halley. Reading a devotion this morning from Jason Kahn's book, Soil of the Divine. Title of this devotion is Identity. 10 billion souls swirling together in a sea of mystery. Unknown by most, invisible droplets, yet God knows them all. This one formed here, that one too. God-given identity. God himself is the spring of identity and belonging. This devotion inspired by the scripture from Psalms 87:6. The Lord records as he registers the people. This one was born here. Not 5 minutes, but hopefully it impacted you. Mark and Jason should be back around tomorrow. But as for me, you've got me keeping you company over the airwaves here on the Wave Wake Up Show. Birthdays on your September 2nd, Labor Day, but I don't have to do it alone. A long list of birthdays here today, and I've got some help in studio to get through the list. If you'd like to introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm the new fall intern. Yeah. My name is Mark. And so, yeah, thanks for letting me kind of job shadow you here on the morning
show. Right, we're going to give you a shot, but if you mess this up, we're going to have to let you go.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
So we start off with, I guess we go to the listener line, and I don't have that here, so I think...
I don't think we got any birthdays in the listener line.
All right, yeah,
today.
So Labor Day people sleeping in, so...
Yeah, understandable.
Hannah Elizabeth with a birthday today, as well as Scott Soden, Jill Geisler. She's big in the news community, TV news community in Milwaukee and in the nation. Isaac Addy from the O'Cleary, Riley Lavelle, Sam Schiffer. Hey, Sam, saw him at church yesterday. Regan Myers, Dave Lee, Matt Deitch, and Lance Anderson. They've all got a birthday today.
Happy birthday to all of the local folks. And we're turning to the celebrity birthdays next. Terry Bradshaw turned 76 years old today.
Still part of the Fox pregame show as the NFL season gets rolling Thursday night. Packers Friday night in Brazil. If they play it, they're talking about a fire. I just wonder what you've read the sports already. What
I have.
If they don't play it in Brazil, what are they going to do?
I haven't heard what the alternative will be. Because they haven't canceled it quite yet.
Yeah. It would be. It is a Philadelphia home game that's been moved to Brazil, so it won't be at Lambeau. TMZ founder Harvey Levin is 74. He's gotten in. Okay, go ahead.
Mark Harmon turning 73 years old, playing Jethro Gibbs on NCIS.
Tennis star Jimmy Connors. This is a guy I remember from back in the day, the 70s. That's why he's 72 today.
Keanu Reeves turning 60 years old, The Matrix, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and most recently announced he's going to be playing Shadow the Hedgehog in the most recent Sonic movie.
Huh. I got to warn Keanu, if he's ever in Eau Claire, here's the challenge. If you're parking at Festival, like I was yesterday, to go get the ham for the family lunch, and you see senior citizen parking, you got to find out, like, does that start at 55, 60? What is it? Because I did not park there because I'm like, am I legal? I don't know. You know, the other ones, it's like military parking. If you're a pregnant woman, I think people kind of know that, but senior is so fluctuating.
I think it's if you feel like a senior, then you are one.
I didn't park there.
Yeah, so hey, what's that say about you? Feeling youthful.
Still not a senior. Yeah. Holding on to my youth. Boxer Lennox Lewis is 59.
Salma Hayek turning 58 years old.
Cynthia Watros from Lost and General Hospital, 56.
Comedian Cat Williams is 53.
Joshua Henry from Hamilton is 40.
Yeah, DJ and music producer Zedd turning 35 years old.
Reality star Lala Kent is 34.
Austin Abrams turning 28.
And Gavin Casalegno is 25. Never heard of the person.
Yeah, well, you got there. Made it through the last name. That is birthdays. We turn now to 365 promises. Our promise of the day being, I give life and breath to all things, coming from Acts 17, 24, and 25.
Check out the Devo that goes with it at 365promises.com. Weekend recap, Dad and Doss on the Labor Day edition of the WIB Wake Up Show. Kayla back tomorrow. I guess we could welcome jokes today, Dawson.
Sure.
I'm sure you don't have three ready to go for 7:45.
I certainly don't.
There's still time. So anyhow, if you got a joke today, drop it on us, 715-396-1670, 396-1670. My weekend recap, part of Saturday, was an early morning breakfast. Jason Camps for the best 5 minutes of the day. Our friend Ed, Jason's son Alex. And so we had a good conversation around the table. You've been there before. Come on back sometime.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be happy to make it. Honestly, every time you mention it, I'm like, I got to get there.
Yeah,
I get there.
It's Saturday mornings at 7 at Randy's. But also... talked with your mom, my wife, Peggy, from Liberia. We had a good conversation on Saturday. And I know yesterday, even more of those backpacks and school supplies and shoes. It was Starfish Kids Day. And so as many as 100 kids. And Peggy had some sharing, I know, on the Teamwork Africa Facebook page. I've shared it. Also, though, I think a highlight was Sunday. A lot of times we'll have these Sunday family dinners. And so... you and a couple of your sisters, because Grace is on her way to Madison.
Yeah.
And she got a job as an ultrasound tech at Meritor Hospital there. And so her first day, September 9th, she's moving down there. So we had a bit of a gathering. Three things happened to me at festival when I picked up the ham. Ham and rolls, right? Yeah. You get the pound of ham, you get the free rolls.
Classic.
Real quick.
Halverson
one of them was...
classic.
It says senior citizen parking spot. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, I'm 60 now.
Mm-hmm.
But I left it alone.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know. I need to check with the good folks at Festival.
Sure.
What age do you consider someone a senior? Because it fluctuates.
How enforced is this?
Across society. Secondly.
What if you have an old soul?
I got a young soul.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I've got a wife who's 10 and a half years younger. So, secondly, I went with the sliced ham rather than the shaved. Your mom prefers shaved ham.
Hey.
I don't know. I prefer sliced. It's one of those differences. You'll find out if and when you get married.
While the cat's away.
Yes, exactly.
The mice will have sliced ham.
Yes, you got it. That's the saying.
Yeah.
And third and finally, when I was leaving, I thought I saw your fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Schrantz.
Mm-hmm.
I'd seen her recently.
Right.
And so it was someone who looked a lot like her and a couple of kids. And so they're kind of heading off. And I waved, and the woman looked at me like, I don't know you, and kept going. So that was one of those, sorry.
There are worse things than being waved at by a stranger.
So there's my weekend recap.
Yeah, yeah. It was nice getting lunch with you, putting together a lunch even though mom's away.
No, it worked
nice
out. And you like the new vegetables with the garlic and the mushrooms?
What's the name for that?
Initially cauliflower and mushrooms is just what
just
it's called. But
mushrooms.
Then I've thrown broccoli into.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good stuff. But the day prior, I think, the event that defined my weekend, we took a trip to the Wisconsin Dells. Me and some friends, my sisters, Elena and Evelyn, took a trip to Wisconsin Dells, took the Upper Dells boat tour. Wonderful stuff there. Our tour guide said he did college in Eau Claire, so it was nice, seeing someone.
That's
who
always
knew
fun
the area.
To do that,
yeah,
right?
Really cool. Down up the river, beautiful stuff. Beautiful day out on the Wisconsin River there. And then we came back around and went to a water park. It's been a while since I've been to a water park personally, more in my earlier years. But we had tickets to a spot called Land of Natura. So my understanding is it's a newer spot, or at least new to me, new to my understanding of the Dells. And let me just say, at least as far as I could see it, this it felt like a water park of the future. It felt like something really, really new. So it was a man-made lake that was just called Lake Wisconsin Dells. And in that lake, they put a floating water park. So this inflatable obstacle course out on the lake, and it's like this sort of city block, it feels like, of streets that you can sort of go down, all floating on the water, and then it'll go for a path, and there'll be a little obstacle for you to go over. So it'll
is
be
it
like
really
a,
tough?
So I thought it was going to be easy. It's like, oh, this is for kids. And then I got deeper in, and there were definitely some challenges that I just could not do. Everyone fell in at least once. No one could complete everything.
Yeah.
There was the hardest one I remember seeing was a rock climbing wall that curved back and had like an outcrop that you needed to crawl over.
Huh.
And my friend Hunter was with us. He's in better shape than I am, and he couldn't make it up the wall. There was simple stuff, just like a balance beam, but then there was some more complicated stuff.
Okay.
Like a big obstacle you needed to shimmy around the edge of. It was a really, really interesting spot. Really, really cool.
A fun, fun weekend.
Yeah.
And whatever restaurant you went to, your food delivered on train.
I think it was Buffalo Phil's.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. They deliver your food.
I think we
on
did
a train.
Go there once before.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
I think I remember it as well. A nice spot. A little bit pricey, but a nice getaway to the Dells.
Sounds
the
like
weekend.
A fantastic day.
Was really, really solid.
All right, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. A couple of things. We're going to take it's a holiday, so we're going to take a break from jokes, because I've said it before and I mean it. I mean, one of the challenges for Caleb and I each week is coming up with three jokes apiece that are truly funny. And I know, because I know him, we've co-hosted the show together for 6 years. I knew him some before that, but I can tell you, I knew him fairly well before that, but we've co-hosted the show for six years. Which is something. And it's, he's enjoying his holiday. Sure. He's enjoying not having to give without three jokes. But look forward to next Monday. But in view of that, because... Well,
before I move on, may I say, if we're taking a break from Make Us Laugh Monday, maybe, you know, you're out of jokes. You could go towards promoting a different emotion. You could go for Make Us Cry Monday.
Huh. I'll try.
Sure.
I don't know if we'll get there.
I don't know, other emotions.
The transition I was going to use was to talk with you for a moment about the Man Alive Expedition.
Yes.
Because men needing the Lord is no laughing matter. How's that?
No, absolutely. Yeah. I'd have to agree.
So here we go. Recently I sat down last week with John McBride. And also Tom Knutson and Chef Tom from Hope Gospel Mission. He's just a great cook. And he also has been deeply impacted by Man Alive. I went to this in a few years ago, and it was impactful. And I've got to say, I've got a monthly lunch partner who's become a very good friend. And really, we knew each other some, but Jamie and I have spent a lot more time regularly, and it's due to Man Alive. So grateful for that. But... there's another one coming up in Osceola, 10 days away, September 12th to the 15th. So there's no wasting time. So one of the questions I asked Chef Tom was, go ahead, make the pitch. The floor is yours. Why should guys go to Man Alive September 12th through the 15th in Osceola?
My first Man Alive event changed my life and made me start to believe how much God loves me. Made me start to feel the love of a father by letting me feel the love that God has for other men, and knowing that the same love is for me. It's definitely it's given me an avenue to seek more, given me tools to use in times of where I'm feeling beat down. Man Alive has definitely changed my life. And it's given me the desire just to seek and search more. Because I want everything that God has for me. I mean, if that's selfish or whatever thing, I want it all. Mm. Everything that God wants for me, I want it all.
That sounds good. So that's Chef Tom there. He's going to be a Man Alive. He's become a speaker, a responder now. And it's been great to see and hear how God's moved in his life through this. There's two events coming, Dawson. Again, one of them is September 12th through the 15th, so don't waste time. Go to manaliveexpedition.com. They'll test your spelling skills, but expedition, manaliveexpedition.com. If you go there, click on Get Tickets. If you do, you'll see two options, one for Osceola, another for Crockett, Texas, October 3rd through the 6th. Now, the list price is $259, but if I click on the Man Alive for Osceola, scroll down a bit, you'll see scholarships. You can get... you type in promo code SCHOLARSHIP to get a 50% discount on your ticket. So maybe you want to look into this. Yeah, you could go for maybe $130, what have you. And, I mean, the meals, the speaking, the sharing, the brotherly bonding, I mean, it's worth it. It will impact your spiritual life. It'll take you from wherever you're at. It's like a massive fertilizer spiritually. So check that out, manaliveexpedition.com. Scientific studies that prove everything's gonna be all right.
That's right. Life is tough, or so it seems, but science tells us that human beings are pretty resilient.
Yeah. You bounce back better from tougher problems. People rationalize different challenges, but not slow elevators. People may sometimes recover more quickly from truly distressing experiences than from slightly distressing ones.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
I've heard that.
Often true. Huh. Individuals who went through the most awful events came out stronger than those who did not face adversity. In a month, 1,700 people reported at least one awful event, and they took well-being tests as well. Individuals who'd experienced one awful event had more intense strength and therefore higher well-being than individuals who had none.
You know, I mean, James 1, 2 through 4, you just play take you at your word. I mean, it says, count it all joy, my friends, when you face various trials. And people are like, really? But hang in there. And we know the typical reaction is, why me? Why this? Why now? Yeah. But why not you? And why not this? And why not now?
Sure.
They say this one, it's hard to even say, much less go through. Tragedy not only can make us stronger, can also make us better human beings. But who wants it, Dawson? Mm-hmm. Who wants it?
Good point. Yeah.
But apparently, it can increase in spirituality, compassion for others, openness, and even eventually overall life satisfaction, yeah. I say.
Rarely in life are you limited by your genes. Researcher Benjamin Bloom studied 120 outstanding achievers. They were concert pianists, sculptors, Olympic swimmers, world-class tennis players, mathematicians, and research neurologists. Most were not that remarkable as children didn't show clear talent before their training began in earnest.
Huh. Again, we're talking about scientific studies that prove everything is going to be all right. I don't know. Do you have that song from Lauren Daigle or something coming? That'd be good. But also, very happy people don't experience more happy events than less happy people. Researchers screened over 200 undergrads for levels of happiness and compared the upper 10%, the extremely happy, with the middle and bottom 10%. Extremely happy students experience no greater number of objectively positive life events, like doing well on exams, having a good love life, than did the other two groups. So, you know, again, I'm going to go biblical. Philippians, the book of joy. Paul was behind bars in prison, and yet it's called the book of joy. Philippians. Take some time this Labor Day to read the book of Philippians. All right, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. And do you want to introduce this a little bit?
Sure. So, Justin Superstar, this... Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned you.
I knew him as Justin Johnson growing up. His parents, Brian and Randy. I remember having dinner over there. Knew them. We went to the same church back in the 80s. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's from around here, if I understand correctly.
He's an Eau Claire native.
Yeah, Eau Claire native. He's sort of gone out, pursued the arts to some extent, and recently put together a movie that sort of takes place in Eau Claire that tells his parents' story about a local business his dad made and framed through this lens of him coming back home, looking around the city of Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley, and connecting with his parents.
I've seen it. It's a terrific movie, and in fact, more of the release on streaming and elsewhere is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory. The deal is that his mom had breast cancer. His dad is very creative. He's always been the inventor type, and so he was able to. What about prosthetic nipples for women recovering from breast cancer? Mm-hmm. And it's an impactful movie. It'll make you laugh and cry for sure. And so just in the last few days, a big announcement in terms of somebody who's come aboard with the project. And Justin brings us up to speed.
This week was a pretty huge week for us because we announced that Mayim Bialik, who is from the show Blossom, she hosted Jeopardy, she was on Big Bang Theory, just came on as an executive producer on the film. She has millions of followers on Instagram and is someone who is definitely a person of faith, which is an important aspect of the film as well. And so when she saw it, she was really blown away by the story and the authenticity of it and just had to come on board to help get the word out. So it's been pretty incredible. The film comes out on September 10th, and she's done interviews with Us Weekly, People Magazine. There's a lot of things coming out soon from her to really the mass media that's going to put a pretty big spotlight on this story from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So it's been a really exciting week. I'm excited for September 10th.
Yeah, and if that's not enough, Justin says...
We're also doing a Oscar qualifying run. I don't think I'm going to win an Oscar, but we're going to get on a list of films that do qualify, and I think our title is going to stand out. So thanks for all the support. Appreciate you guys, and I'll keep you updated.
So there you go. Johnson family, a wonderful family in Eau Claire. Their oldest of five kids there, Justin. Goes by Justin Superstar. He's got a company out of the Twin Cities, but this is a project that he's really, poured himself out into. If you ever get a chance to see it as it goes accessible through streaming platforms, people ordering it as well. Definitely stand behind it. It's really impactful. So,
September 10th.
Congratulations. I mean, it's that connection there. She's very well known. I mean, Big Bang Theory, one of the more popular sitcoms.
For
Jeopardy.
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah. No, big name. Cool local talent.
Yeah.
City that features our hometown.
It sure does.
So prominently, September 10th, right around the corner. Really, really cool story there.
And there's a faith thread that runs through it for sure as well. And kind of family reconciliation is a key message of the movie.
Absolutely.